This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now it is up to Washington regulators to figure out if it's okay for a big phone company in the U.S. to have majority foreign ownership. Stock in Japan's SoftBank went up 2.2% today after the board of Sprint Nextel decided to get married to SoftBank. Left jilted is the alternate suitor, the satellite TV company Dish Network. Jeff Kagan is an independent telecom analyst based in Georgia. Mr. Kagan, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So, if you ask Sprint, the winner is not the Dish Network, but SoftBank of Japan. But what do you think? What are regulators in Washington going to say about this deal?
At this point, I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that it's going to be approved. And once it's approved, I think we can expect changes at Sprint, and I think we can expect changes in the global marketplace as well. It looks like SoftBank really wants to grow, so we'll have to keep our eyes on that company.
So you're saying that Sprint will go from a modest wireless provider in the U.S. to a real global force when coupled with the capital that could pour in from Japan?
Well, that's what it sounds like. First thing for Sprint is it's going to help them get back up to speed to be attractive to customers so they can start acquiring more customers. Then the question is, what's next? I think SoftBank has in mind that they want to change the U.S. wireless marketplace. Customers love it because they love the wireless connection and the speed, but they hate it because of the price. If Sprint really makes an impact against an AT&T and a Verizon, we may start to see SoftBank's ideas spread. But it's all going to have to be one step at a time. We're going to have to take our time and watch this.
When you say change, are you talking about perhaps, maybe, a wireless connection that is cheaper?
That's all we can hope for. The wireless industry is maturing, and if a competitor is successful at lowering the costs for them and their customers, you're going to see the competitors moving in also. Not what AT&T and Verizon want to do, but with prepaid today, especially with the economy and everything, customers are looking for lower cost options. So this could be the beginning of a brand new chapter in the wireless industry, not just for Sprint, but for the whole industry in the United States.
Analyst Jeff Kagan is based near Atlanta. Jeff, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, David. Thanks.